Those who have seen Master's form, they should absorb your whole attention to him so much so that you forget yourself. He will speak to you as Alam spoke to the who saw the Master's form. Those who have seen ordinary red light or ordinary white light, they should put in whole attention to him continuously. That will grow bright and burst. Those who have seen the bright light, strong light, you look into it, that will grow bright and burst. Further Master form will come. Those who have seen golden light or pale light, Master form comes in always. Those who have seen sky, they should be after the stars. Those who have seen stars, they should after the big star at 27 of your sight. Those who have seen the big star, they should cross it as 8 of you cross it. Those who have seen moon, they should put in whole attention to it, that will burst. 38 of you saw moon and 4 crossed it. So this is the something to start with, you see. Guru Amar Das says, O eyes, God has given you sight so that you may see the light of God within and without everywhere. But why you have lost that light that you do not see? The reason why? Ever since you were born, you have been looking all around receiving impressions. Your habit has become looking outside, not within. That is why you are blind before within and you see outside. He addresses here, so here God has given you audition. You have to hear the sweet music of God, Nada. But while hearing about other things, you are not leading a superficial life. The whole audition power is put in hearing outside. That is why from within you don't hear. You don't hear outside, you hear the sound. It is already going on 24 hours of the day and night. Then again, suggested the tongue. Well, look at your tongue. God has given you to have the sweetness of the nectar of Nams. As the waters of life. But you have been just given up to the outer taste so much, you are leading a superficial life. You do not withdraw from outside and try to taste that elixir of now which is within you. The reason is what? We are leading a superficial life. 80% of the impressions are received from through the eyes, 14 from the ear, and the other from the other outgoing faculties. Result is we are leaving the superficial. We are awaking outside, sleeping inside. Now masters come, they see our state affairs. Like everybody is mad after his own thing. And the result is, all are addicted, I would say, no, what you are addicted to outside enjoyments, to sight, to addition, to taste. Everybody is going on all right, everybody is enjoying outside. They never dip inside, withdraw inside, to have that nectar of life, that bread of life within you. The sweet music of the spheres. The Master simply invert your attention from outside, nothing more. He does not put in anything from you outside. He simply helps you to withdraw your attention, which is the outward expression of the soul, from outside within, directly, with a boost. And they begin to hear, they begin to see. And sometimes by inversion, you smell the sweet perfume within. So these outgoing faculties were given to you to have the, what you say, see within the light of God, hear within the music of God, taste the nectar of Naam within you, and swell the perfume within you. But we are given up to outside things so much so, we are sleeping from inside and awaking from outside. So he says, what's the reason then? What has happened? We are being attacked by five Descartes. Lust, twice. Anger, place of 3 years. Taste, you want taste, having to more and more day to day, you are not satisfied to the tongue. And by embracing outside, physical touches, you. The very love grows into attachment. You are asleep, awake outside and sleeping inside. Now, sometimes you are attacked by love, sometimes by anger, some by so much. Now, how to control yourself from the attacks? Safe word against these five Descartes which always attack to you. Who can save you from those? No father can save you, no mother can save you, no brother can save you. They are in the same plight with you. They are also given up to the outer life. So there is one way out. You meet some master. By his radiation also, you begin to withdraw from outside. If he directs your attention, then you withdraw altogether from outside, you begin to see within, you begin to hear within. Just take the example of a man whom you want to meet. He is living in a building outside. He has kept five dogs over there as a watch through night. You want to go in to meet that man, can will dogs let you in? No. You may give them food, you may offer them money. They won't give their bites your legs, you see. There's one way. You call for the owner of the house. Oh Lord, oh Master, oh Mr. John. If that voice reaches him, he comes out to dog. You see? That's a beck and call. Master is waiting within you. And that works, that God works through the Master. By radiation, when you sit within that field of action, your mind doesn't work. It's still for a moment. So Master says, well, please wake up from within. You have been sleeping ever since aeons, in past births, even now you are sleeping ever since you were born. You are addicted to looking outside, hearing outside, tasting outside. You are leading only superficial life. This is only temporary, that is eternal life. That starts in darkness. You see? And ends in light. That's it. Outside starts in light, ends in darkness. That's the difference. This is only common sense, heart to heart talk I am giving you. Spirituality, no difficult thing. Only simply you understand. And you understand if you want to follow it, then the next thing comes in. Now most of you have seen some light within Maya. It was already there. Nothing has been put from outside. Only little boat in withdrawing your attention from outside. That's all. You got the same power within you. Only you must know yourself. You must know how to make the best use of the outgoing faculties outside you. Now you see the wide difference between an average man and a saint? Is a man like you? Simply he has known himself and he has become the mouthpiece of God. That power is within you also. But we have frittered away in the outside enjoyments. And this is only temporary life, you will have to live someday. If you are attached to the outer life, naturally you to come again and again where you are attached. If you are attached to the God within you, then you will go to His feet. You will not have to return. If at all to return, to be sent back, guided child humanity, not come as a prisoner. So these are the teachings given to all. Vary from the board, from the platforms. These things are given out sometimes in the past, in the years. Not given out from the open platforms. Come and see. The more Kali Yuga hardened ages, the more grace from God is descending.